Well, maybe it'll work that then. Let me see what we've got here. I said I may be able to work with that. Let me go on and tell you a little bit more about the position. This is all drop and hook, no touch, hauling the frac sand in pneumatic tankers. They do have some of the sandboxes as well, though. It's not all pneumatic tankers. The trucks are assigned, but they have to be left at the terminal in Midlothian, Texas during time off, but you're not too awful far away from there, so I don't see that would be too big an issue.
No, sir.
Our carrier here has an excellent benefits program, goes along with the job. They offer the medical, dental, and vision insurance. They also have life insurance, disability, and they have paid vacations, holidays, training, and paid orientation. The equipment is all 2019 or newer, 389 Peterbilt extended hood with the 18-speed sleeper cabs. They're all decked out with chrome and lights. They're really awesome tractors. They turn them over every 150,000 miles, so you know you're not going to be driving junk. It's all top of the line, polished, yeah, stainless steel, Mack and Southern trailers. The trucks are assigned, like I said, no slip seating. These trucks are movers, too. On the pedal, you can do 70, and on the cruise control, 75.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's cool. And y'all get paid every week?
Yes, sir. Sound like something you'd be interested in doing?
Yeah, it is. I got another guy that's supposed to be trying to get me to go to the oil field, but I ain't no telling how long that's going to be, so I'm really just trying to find a job I can get to ASAP because I'm qualified for it.
All right.
The pay is good, you know. So about, like, how does the pay go? I know you said 15 to 22 a week or whatever, but if, like, I decide to stay out three weeks at a time, like, would it go up or how does it work?
Yeah, basically, here, let me give you the breakdown real quick. Bear with me. They give you the options of being out 14 days out and 4 days at home, or you can stay out 21 days and come home for six, or you can stay out a month at a time and bank your home time. And basically, where that's going to put you is if you're the 14 days out guy, you'd be probably closer to the $1,500. And then if you're out the closer to a month, and that gets you the $2,200 a week.
Okay.
At 30 days, everybody starts at 30%, and then after 30 days, you'll be at 31%, 60 days, 32%, and after 90 days, you'll be at 33%.
Okay, so how do you start the process? I'm willing to put in a half.
All right, well, let me get just a little bit of information from you here on my questionnaire, and we'll make sure you're good and qualified, and as long as you are, then we'll get an application submitted to the carrier today. If we're able to get everything pushed through for you, how soon are you looking to make a change and be at orientation?
Man, by next week, if I qualify.
I
come next week.
All righty. All right, sounds good. Let's see if we can get you that seat. First thing I need to know here, I need to get a good address for you.
It is 2533 Thomason Circle, zip code 76006, and apartment 169.
All right. That's Arlington, you said. All right. What's the best email address for you?
ChrisDaniel0910@gmail.com.
That was chrisdaniels0910@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. You working for anybody right now?
Yes, well, I'm going through the temp service right now. I'm going to Trillium Drivers, and they got me at a company called RPM.
All right. How long you been doing that?
I did it like my second week here. I was just at Penske Logistics at first, but I moved over here in on this low-touch freight here. This is my second week here.
And how long were you at Penske?
Penske, I started at Penske in the end of April. I was staying in Little Rock, but I moved to Dallas. Moved to Arlington to come here. And I started at Penske.
What happened with Penske? Made you want to leave them?
It wasn't really me. They had... But I had to go to a court date for a ticket that was like 2 years ago. And I guess, you know, the court shut it down because of COVID. And so they ended up issuing me another court date, which I was already moved to Texas. And they issued me a warrant. I went back down to my Little Rock, got the warrant, so they gave me another court date. Like I said, they had let me go then, but they, you know what I'm saying, was just waiting on my court date. And I went to court. Pleaded not guilty, so I was going to go to trial. Most likely they're going to throw it out because, you know, the police not going to show up. It was 2 years ago. And so they ended up doing it again because they gave me another court date. It was on the 26th, and I got that going virtual. And once that's over with, they want me to come back, but I'm not coming back to them. I'd rather do, you know, no test freaks and work that hard to deliver to Starbucks all day.
Okay. What kind of ticket was it that you're having to deal with now?
That was a improper lane change that I had in a car, which, like I say, it was some bull. So I pleaded not guilty for it, and it was like 2 years ago. So I'm just gonna get that handled, and most likely they're gonna throw it out on 26th
of September.
Improper lane change. Yeah, September. Yes, sir.
All right.
The ones that are safer with the sign of parts in the back part of it.
All right. So you're more or less just looking for something that's a little bit more permanent than the temp service?
Yeah, so they got me, they were trying to hook me up with this job, self-driving truck. The only thing I don't like about that is just they get paid every 2 weeks. I'm just paying $37, so it sounds good, but, you know, I just had an interview with them yesterday.
Hello, Mike.
I got you.
Now, man, you got like 10.
All right.
You got a big-ass guy.
You currently have any other applications in process with any carriers? Were you doing reports, drug tests, any of that kind of stuff?
You said, do I work there?
Do you currently have any other applications in process with any other carriers?
No, sir.
Anything where they're having you do, like, no drug tests or reports being run on you right now?
Oh, no, sir.
All right. All right, Chris, how long have you been driving all together?
It'll be 4 years in February.
Okay. What kind of experience has that been? Has it been over the road, regional, or local, or what does that look like?
Yeah, it was mostly over the road. I went local for probably, it was the beginning of this year. I can't remember exactly what month, but it was, I went local for a couple months, and I did that with a Southern Glover. And then I just came back out here and started doing local here. I've just been doing local sometimes, you know, but mostly it's been over the road for me.
All right. Now, have you been unemployed more than 12 months in the last 3 years?
No, sir. I got to work. I got to work. I cannot take off.
All right.
I work my off days and all.
And what kind of trailers have you hauled before? Dry van, reefer, you know, any flatbed?
I did flatbed. Well, I've been on the flatbed up here. I did like hot shop for like 6 months. And everything else has been reefer and dry van.
Okay. Do you have any endorsements right now? Do you have any endorsements currently?
No, sir. I don't have any right now.
All right. Now,
in a motorcycle, that's it.
All right. Now, the ticket you mentioned before for the improper lane change, you said that was in a privately owned vehicle?
Yes, sir.
All right.
It wasn't even my vehicle, somebody else's vehicle. Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay. So it wasn't a commercial vehicle then?
No, sir.
All right. Now, this part's important because whenever we get everything rolling for you, they're going to start running reports, the driver check, the MVR, all that good kind of stuff. And anything that's on there... Anything that's on there will end up coming up. So if we can get in front of anything
that
might be on there, then we can kind of tell our side of it. So it's real important. If you got anything else going on, you can be honest with me. I'm like your attorney. Okay. I'm on your team, buddy. So
I'm an honest person.
Any other tickets or accidents, license suspensions, anything else like that? Did you have a license suspension that was associated with that ticket?
No, sir. They didn't suspend the license. I don't know if this ticket, it might be still on there. I had got a speeding ticket years ago. I think it'd be 3 years on Valentine's Day. I think it was like I think it'd be 3 years in Valentine's Day. But if it ain't fell off, it's probably about to fall off. I know normally. But yeah, I had got a speeding ticket, and that's about the only thing, and that's it. I don't have nothing else.
All right, it looks like. All right, it looks like we might still be in pretty good shape. I can allow a maximum of 2 moving violations in the last 3 years, and it sounds like at the most that might be where you're at. All right, so now on the other side of the coin, you ever slapped any cops or robbed any banks, anything like that might come up on the behavior side?
No, sir. No, sir. I've never, no, I haven't never been in trouble with the law other than I was in a situation where I was around the wrong people and got jammed up like that, but other than that, they non-processed the case. It had nothing to do with me, but other than that, it was it. I had nothing else
out there. All right. It's not anything that would come up on a background report then?
Oh, no, sir. I have nothing on my background claim.
All right. Now, thinking back, can you tell me how many different jobs you've had in, say, the past year since this time last year?
In the past year,
Yeah, say since like last summer.
You said probably like what, like this year or as in the?
Is in the past year, like since last summer.
Okay, I want to probably say like 4.
Okay.
Mostly, I've been like I say, I came off the road. The guy I was working for, he lost his insurance, so he had to let everybody go. And that was back when I was back home. With the guy that I was working for, but he, like I say, lost his insurance. And I ended up going to Southern Glazers, and I only left Southern Glazers. I went through the temp. That's when I went to the temp. It's the temp job, giving me jobs or whatever. And I only left there because I wanted to move to Texas and make more money. And they brought me out here.
Okay.
Other than that, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like we're still within our bounds on everything there. All right. If everything that you've told me is true to the best of your knowledge, then it looks like we might be in pretty good shape here.
Okay.
Let me give everything a quick double check here. All righty. Looks like everything pretty well checks out. Now I'm going to have to tell you like I tell all my drivers.
Okay.
We're kind of at a crossroads here, Chris. I like you and I think you like me, but there's a thing. Whenever I've been doing this for a couple of years now. I've been working with these carriers for a while now, and I value my reputation with my carriers. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And so whenever I submit an application to one of these carriers and they start running all these reports and racking up all kinds of money that they're spending vetting you out to make sure that you're going to be a good driver, then they're counting on me to bring them a good guy. And if they schedule you for an orientation, I'm vouching for you saying that you're going to be there with your ass in the seat on the day that orientation starts. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So if you don't think that this is the job for you, and that's completely okay by me, it won't hurt my feelings or anything, but if I go ahead and put the application in, then I'm going to do everything in the world I can to get with these guys and see if I can't get you a seat secured for this job. And it's a pretty good job with a really good carrier, you know what I mean?
Right. Man, like I say, man, the reason why I hit you because I've seen something I like y'all got like a couple of things that I like. For one, the truck y'all drive, I love. You know what I'm saying? Peterbilt, the long nose, I love them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's a good thing with me. Y'all get paid every week. Like I say, I'm looking forward to going back over the road anyway, so that's not a big deal with you. I don't have a problem with staying over, you know what I'm saying, for a few weeks. That's fine with me. See, I look at it, the longer I stay, the more money I make. That's why I ask you, if it goes up, you know what I'm saying, the longer I stay. So that's
right.
No problem with me. Like I say, I really don't have a problem with none of this.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
Down to work. You said, sir?
Well, what I do is I'm an independent recruiter. I work with a lot of different carriers, and so I'm always looking for good drivers. And if you work with us and you end up taking a job with us, you get all kinds of good stuff like gift certificates and T-shirts and 30% off of an online store that we have and all that good kind of stuff. And next time you're looking for another job, then we've got our pulse. We got a bird's eye view on the industry, everything that's going on, and we'll steer you towards the best stuff. And that's kind of the benefits of working with us. But for the guys that end up not showing up to orientation or that end up ghosting us somewhere along the process, they go on what we call the bad boys list, and then we just don't even call them back from now on. You know what I mean?
Right. I understand that. I totally understand.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, my man. If it sounds like something you'd like to go ahead and do, we can get the application process started for you right now. Get that all submitted over to the carrier, Western Flyer Express. And we can get your, they'll send you over the release forms. You'll sign those digitally by email. And then once you get those turned loose, we'll get everything settled up for you. And this will be a fairly quick process. We've got this thing down. And so I can have you an answer probably before the end of the day, possibly, and have you an orientation by next week.
That'll be lovely. I promise you, that would be lovely. Y'all gone and prove me before anything else. I will be there next week. Hopefully I can get it, approval or whatever, and I'll be there next week. So
all right, well,
I'm looking for something that I can catch back up on my bill, so I'm good.
All right, well, we'll see if we can't get you going, my man. The orientation, that'll be in Waxahachie, Texas, to start with, and then they'll head you off to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. They'll pay you $100 a day for 3 days of orientation. They'll start orientation on Monday and end it on a Wednesday, or you can go in on a Wednesday and end it on a Friday. They'll put you up in your hotel room. You get a room all to yourself. Spend a night at the Best Western. They'll feed you breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and take good care of you that way. Make sure you have transportation to and from the orientation and all that good stuff taken care of for you.
Okay, you said the orientation is in Wachita?
Waxahachie, Texas. It starts out in Waxahachie.
Okay, so it starts out, so not all 3 days is not an orientation over there?
Right. First day is Waxahachie, and then you head up to Oklahoma City for the finish.
Oh,
The drug screening will be urine, and that's all. They don't do the hair over there.
It don't really matter. I don't smoke anyway. I wish it was legal. We could do it, but nah.
Yep, I heard that. All right, Chris, let me get everything started for you here. It'll take me just a second. I got to move some of the information that I've got here from you over to the form. So that'll take me just 1 second. Another thing I forgot to mention, I need for you to be sure and stay in touch with me during this process so I know that you're still engaged and you're still with me. And I won't call you too much. I'll just let you know whenever I get an update. And I might call you maybe once a day, just to kind of let you know where we're at on the application process. And if you get busy, I understand. Just shoot me a text back or give me a call back when you get free, just so we can have a minute.
Okay, that'll work.
All right, fair enough. Can I get your need a date of birth and social security number?
1990. And my social is 5285.
All right. All right, Chris, looks like you've done one of these IntelliApps before. They've got a thing on here where we can knock some of this out pretty quickly by doing an autofill. All I'm going to do now is I'm going to have them send a 5-digit code to your cell phone via text message. If you will give me those five numbers.
I got it.
All right, what are those?
All right, 97242.
Okay. And we have a winner. All right. Now we've got the 2533 Thompson Circle address on file here. How long have you lived at that address, Chris?
Since the end of April.
All right. We're going to have to put another one in there because everyone will want. Oh, looks like we got an oven. 9105 Tedburn.
Yes,
Tedburn
sir.
Circle.
Yes, sir. It's my mom's address. That's where I was staying at before.
All right. And looks like that was 8005 to, well, yep, that'll do it. All right. We have an email in here of therealchamp09@gmail.com. Did you want to switch that over to the other one that you had given me, ChrisDaniel0910?
Yeah, switch it to that one. I still got the other one, but I prefer the other one.
All righty, I'll take care of that for you right now. Hey, Chris, do you have a Twic card by chance?
Do I have a who?
TWIC card, the transportation workers identification card for Port Authority and all that?
No, I don't.
Alrighty. Not a big deal. They just asked me on here. Have you ever been known by any other name?
No, sir.
All right. You ever had any on the job injuries, Chris?
No, sir.
All right. Did you ever have any injuries or illnesses that weren't on the job that resulted in surgery, lost time from work, or hospitalization?
Then some years ago, I had a motorcycle wreck. Other than that, that was it. I didn't have no surgery, but I had to go to the hospital.
Okay. How long ago was that?
I want to say about 6-7 years.
All right. Would that have been before you were a truck driver then?
Oh, yeah. It was way before that.
Are you currently taking any prescribed medications?
No, sir.
All right. You currently have any medical restrictions or conditions that require special care?
No, sir.
All right. No, are you sir. Currently under the care of a doctor or a chiropractor?
No, sir.
All right. Have you ever had any problems that affected your wrist, back, neck, shoulders, or knees that would affect your ability to perform to the duties of the position with or without reasonable accommodations?
No, sir.
All righty.
No, sir.
All right, if you would, Chris, give me a quick rundown. You ever have any straight truck experience at all since you've been driving?
Have I had any what?
Any straight truck. They just kind of want to get a taste. If you've had any experience with different types of equipment, if you have, I'll just jot them down for you so they'll know. But one of them is straight truck. You ever do any straight truck driving?
Is it like box truck?
Yeah.
That's why I was just at... At Southern Glazers, I did box trucks with them. Then Penske right here, I just started getting a little bit of that too here, Penske.
All right. And when was it you were at Penske? Was that earlier in the year?
Yeah, that was just in April, the end of April.
All right. When did you start for those guys?
It was like April, like I say, it was the end of April. I can't remember the exact date. I know it was like toward the end of April, almost May.
Okay, that's when you started?
Yeah, that's when I started from Penske.
When did you start with Glazier?
Glazier, I want to say I started with them, like February, sometime in February of this year.
All right. And you were with Penske from April up until about a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago.
All right. All right, and you say you've been driving tractor trailer for about 4 years, you said?
Yes, sir. Both jobs, when I was doing a straight truck, they got 18
minutes. All right. Now, you told me just a minute ago that in addition to the, you said you did some flatbed work just a bit. You also said dry van. What else was there? Reefer or any tanker?
Just reefer and dry van.
All right.
From 53 to 40 to 48.
All right. You ever drag two tractor trailers together? The
no,
doubles?
No, sir.
All right. All right. And then you do currently technically have the one unpaid ticket, but you're expecting that that's going to be thrown out here directly this month?
Yes, sir. On the 26th. I got it on virtual. I don't have to go back.
All right.
Which is just there ain't nothing but a hundred and something about, but I don't want that to go on my record. So
right.
I take my CDL seriously.
No, all right. What's the highest grade you completed at school, Chris?
12, I graduated.
All righty. All right. You ever test positive or refuse to take a drug test?
No, sir.
All right. Current class A out of Arkansas? Your CDL?
I got it out of Colorado, and I've been Arkansas and had to
switch it over. Which one have you got going right now?
Arkansas.
Okay.
I'm Arkansas.
All right. All right, Chris, you said the outfit you're driving for right now for Tampa, you said that was Trillium Drivers?
Yeah, that's Tessa's on me right now.
Alrighty. There we go. Is that the one out of Woodhaven or one out of Plainfield?
I have never really been there. I know they based out of it's out of Texas. I know. I can't remember exactly.
Alrighty. No problem.
I've never been to
one. They call it. Do they call it Trillium Drivers or Trillium Driver Solutions?
She always say Trillium Drivers. I've never heard really say Solutions.
Okay, we'll go with that then. All right, what areas do you drive in with Trillium?
That's the beginning of this year. I guess in February is where I started with Southern Glazers.
What states have they got you covering?
That was just Arkansas. It was just mainly Arkansas.
All right, how many miles a week they giving you?
I think at most probably like around about four.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? All right.
Well, no, a week though.
Yeah, a week.
I don't really know.
You getting about four a day?
Yeah, probably like four or five. Yeah, probably like that. Just depending on where they got me going.
Probably fair to say 1,500 or 2,000 miles a week then.
Yeah.
All right. And what are you driving mostly for them? Just tractor trailer?
Yes. They got like a 40-foot trailer, a 48 trailer. And that's the dry van delivering liquor.
Okay. You got plenty of 53-foot experience?
Yeah. Yes, sir. They add like 253, and just depending on which time of the month, we're paying them one up and paying them having to drive it.
No, I gotcha.
But yeah, mostly what I've been driving is 53. I'm driving a 53 now. I didn't get to the 40 switch until I got to the fucking grazers.
All right, looks like we're in the home stretch here, Chris. And they've already got that ticket there, so that's good to go. All right. All right, last couple questions here. Were you involved in any accidents or incidents with any vehicle in the last 5 years, even if you were not at fault?
No, sir.
All righty. And looks like... we are done. All righty. That's all I need for right now. Now, here's what's going to happen next. I work with a company called Class A. They're the ones that kind of help to run your reports and coordinate everything with the carrier, Western Flyer Express. And so you're going to have one of my man, Kevin, over at Class A. He's going to reach out to you and send you some releases. And he's going to kind of coordinate between me and you. As for the carrier side, he's the carrier representative over there at the Class A. So if you would, just keep an eye out for Kevin's email. Get those releases signed and sent back in as quick as you can. And then I will touch base with you again tomorrow just to let you know what I know and make sure that you've heard from them and everything's going like it's supposed to, okay?
Okay.
All right, Chris. Now, you've got my information on a text message, correct?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Be sure and save my number so whenever I call you back tomorrow, you know it's me. And in the meantime, you have any questions, any problems, anything like that, you shoot me a message or give me a call, and I'll get back with you or answer your call, all right?
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, Chris. You got it, my friend. You stay safe this evening. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Congratulations. We're going to get you a good job set up.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bow before